Nice to meet you.
Did you sit down and watch your episode last night?
We did watch it.
What did you think of the editing? Was it creative? Because I know that there are a couple of interesting glances from King Richard that made it look like there was he wanted to hold up a pitchfork at you. What's going on there?
Yeah, I don't think that's an interesting glance, mate. I think that's just a real thought.
Now, you guys, you know, seem to obviously have a really good idea of people's personalities, and you use that to your advantage in the TV show. Unfortunately, it didn't pay off last night. How are you feeling?
Oh, not too bad. You know, like, it's disappointing to be ousted, I guess. But you know, like, at the end of the day, we went in and we achieved what we set out to achieve.
Jess, is it hard to forget that it is just a game? Does it really, you know, envelop you so much?
It didn't really take over us like it did over everyone else. Me and Dad were there solely to lose weight, and we wanted, yeah. Well, when the alliances started to come out, we sort of, I was a bit taken back by it. I don't know about Dad, but I didn't really consider it actually being a game. I just wanted to lose weight.
And, Sam, do you think the alliances probably took over what was actually going on?
Well, I think there was a number of people there that got too involved in the alliance. I just saw it as a bit of a challenge, you know, just a group of people banding together to get rid of a common goal, you know. So,
well, that's the thing. I mean, as a viewer, I hear the word alliance and I think, oh, you're losing me, because that's not what you're all there for.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. But I mean, at the end of the day, the alliances are formed for survival. You've got to stay in there as long as you can, so you learn as much as you can. But you've also got to have both parties putting in 100%. You know, you can't just have one cruise along and be in it for the ride, and the other one working 100%. So you both got to want it.
Look, and I think that example, that those words there, probably ring really true with Richard and Amber. That must have been quite painful to watch. I mean, Amber's not really putting in that 100%, as you said. She's kind of like letting her dad pick up most of the slack. And let me tell you, that's quite frustrating to watch. So I cannot imagine what it would be like for you guys putting in the hard yards and then getting the flick before those guys.
Yeah, and I'll go back. I mean, even Amber said before that whatever she doesn't get, her dad'll pick up for her, you know, that'll keep her in the game. And that's from the horse's mouth, you know. So, but I mean, at the end of the day, we're in there to achieve what we achieved. You know, we learned, we obviously became sponges in the house, and we listened to what people were telling us and took it on board. And all credit to Jess, she's taken everything on board as well. And, you know, it's we set out to achieve what we achieved, and that you can't ask for much more than that.
You know, and sticking to your guns after you leave a situation like that where you have to, you're forced to, is it as hard as they say, or are you guys, you know, you've 100% embraced it, every day is a new challenge for you? How are you going on the outside?
We're going really well on the outside. We've taken everything they've taught us and implemented it at home, so, yeah, we're loving it.
Would you have been able to do it if you didn't have the help of this TV show?
I'm sure I would have been able to do it, but I never would have had the drive to want to do it without the show.
You need that drive and those examples to get the mindset. And, you know, you've both done an amazing job. You must be feeling really good, really proud of yourselves.
Yeah, we are. We're really proud of ourselves and each other.
And, of course, being able to spend time with your family now you're off the show, they must be just so impressed, so proud. And you must get a nice little grin every now and again from them.
it's good, you know, because everyone in, around us, close to us, and the people that account have embraced a whole lot as well. You know, none of them have been detractors or anything like that. So everyone's embraced, even our friends, they've embraced what we're going through and sort of see us as a bit of an inspiration. And it's great to inspire as many people as we are.
Yeah, great words there. And if you had the opportunity, would you do it all over again?
Within a heartbeat.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
There you go. I think that seals the deal. Sam and Jess, thanks so much for joining me this morning on CFM. And look, again, me sitting back on the couch at home watching, better you than me, that's for sure. I like you, Jess. I need that inspiration first. I need that drive. Someone needs to come and kick me into gear. Thanks so much, guys.
No worries.
Thank you.